Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's Friday! Yeah! Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. Oh, yes, indeed, it is Friday. Feel good, doesn't it? Feel good. Woohoo! Feel good. It is the 20th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the next 48 hours will come your way right this very second in about 5 minutes. Well, it may be last year's news, but we're still very much talking about it this year. Yeah, it's Samsung's Note 7 and what a disaster it was. A lot of us have pondered, you know, exactly what the hell went wrong. Well, apparently Samsung will let us know officially what went wrong coming this weekend. Yeah, Samsung says it will reveal all the details in the investigating findings of the recalled Galaxy Note 7 this coming Sunday. The press conference, of course, will be held in none other than Seoul, Korea. That will actually be on the 23rd of January at 10 a.m. That's actually 8 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. And don't worry, there will be an English stream available as well. In their official statement, Samsung said, "We will discuss the findings of the investigations." Yes, investigations. That's what the meaning is, more than one. "And we'll unveil new measures Samsung has implemented in response to all of these incidents that have happened over the past year." So if you're just as curious as I am, Samsung.com is your destination come Sunday. Or Monday, depending where the hell you are in the world. From Samsung, of course, we have to move to Apple. Why not? You know that 10.5-inch iPad we keep hearing about? Well, get ready for it. And when I mean ready, about the second half of this year, ready for it. Now, this is coming from DigiTimes, so we'll see. But according to their sources, Apple's supply chain believes Apple will now have that new 10.5-inch and the 12.9-inch iPads for launch during the second half of this year. Again, though, we're not hearing anything about a 9.7-inch, which is making people wonder, is this thing going? Well, according to DigiTimes sources, no. It actually still will be around. It just no longer will be in the Pro line. Other things to look forward to in these rumors will be a new A10X chip. But again, that will only be for those models. The new chip, don't look for it in the 9.7-inch iPads. Well, for those of you on Facebook that have missed your messenger right then and there, and you kind of hate going to your phone all the time to respond or, you know, have a conversation, welcome to Messenger.com now. Yes, Facebook has started to roll out the interface on Messenger.com, as is, you guessed it, the replacement for the long-standing message inbox that you found there on the web. Now, no, Facebook hasn't officially announced this yet, so shush. But there's been plenty of evidence out there over the last few days that, yeah, this thing's a go. This new interface now will have three tabs showing the contacts list on the left, the conversation is in the middle, of course, and on the right, details about the contact or contacts you may have. All in all, has to be said, though, the redesign is a major improvement, and at least now we do have the option without having to go to our phone all the time. We can actually just do it there still on our desktop or laptops. Again, though, remember, this isn't official, so we have to wait until Zuck says so. And finally, major announcements for you guys today. And I'm sure a lot of you are saying, "Oh, wasn't this dead before it even started?" Yeah, I'm talking about 3D television. Now, yes, it's widely known that Samsung dropped 3D support last year. But there was still some hope that maybe, just maybe, it could survive. And no. LG and Sony, yes, the last two major TV makers to support 3D, yeah, they decided to say, this ain't gonna work. So don't look for 3D anymore in LG and Sony television starting, yes, this year. That means none of their TVs, including the high-end OLED TVs, yeah, no 3D support whatsoever. Now, yes, sales of 3D home video gear have actually declined every year since 2012. You might remember that year. That's when Hollywood and everybody's trying to push this new technology on us, and we didn't really buy. In fact, according to the NPD Group, 3D televisions actually were just at 8% from total TV sales. That's actually down from 16% just in 2015. Mind you, that was only at 23% in 2012. The bigger question is, will there be a revival of 3D TV? Of course, you can never count anything out. But here's a hint to the manufacturers. Do not give us glasses next time, okay? We don't look cool sitting on the sofa with them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out our podcast, our blog, our reviews section. There's so much to do. Just get on over there. You'll see what I'm talking about. You can find us on Facebook, too, and go ahead and give us a like. You can do that at British Tech Network. You can also follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the best place to be is our BTN community, chatting it up in our Slack room. Find that at BritishTech.slack. Radio.com. We are headed into the weekend. Yeehaw! So that means the new show will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great day. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.